The second scripture is from 1 Corinthians 3. And this is the text that the theme for the campaign was taken from. Working together, celebrating God's good gift. When one says, I belong to Paul, and another, I belong to Apollos, are you not merely humans? What then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom you have come to believe, as the Lord assigned to each. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. The one who plants and the one who waters have a common purpose, and each will receive wages according to the labor of each. For we are God's servants working together. You are God's field, God's building. According to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation, and someone else is building on it. Each builder must choose with care how to build on it, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one that has been laid. That foundation is Jesus Christ. May God add a blessing to the hearing and to the understanding of this holy word. Amen. First, I want to thank Anne. It's been a tough time for her, but I had asked her if she would sing this song. It was one of my favorites, and it came to mind when I was thinking about the topic, actually. And then this week, as I've been reflecting on it more, I'm thinking, feet? You know, I'm not sure about your feet. But my feet are not only not beautiful, they don't work too well these days. But that's part of what it is. Paul says, you know, who is Apollos? Who is, you know, Paul? They're just people who are called to build on what's happened, what's been done. They're not the ones that planted. They're the ones that watered. Now, if anybody, I assume we have a lot of gardeners here, you know that the planting is only about that much of gardening, right? There's the weeding and the watering and the tending and the praying and the harvesting and the enjoying, and there's a whole bunch about it. But you know, I always thought before too that this was the preacher they were talking about, who brings the good news. Paul, Apollos, whoever. As a matter of fact, this place has quite a list of preachers, you know, through the years. Think of all the tending that's gone on. Think of all the watering and all the, even pruning sometimes. All the things that have happened in this church that have brought it to this place and time, as healthy as it is, and though we're not, you know, we're not perfecto, we're healthy, thank God, as healthy as it is. And it's because of all of these people that have gone before. And you know what? It isn't just the preacher's feet. It's all of you. Working together, it says in the scripture, working together. It's all of us who have to bring the message of peace. You know, in the course of a week, even if I were, you know, you're a full-time minister and we're out more in the village, in the community and in the town than I am, you guys would still see about 100 times more people every day, every week, than I would. And so it's up to you to bring the message. And if you happen to mention South Britain Church, so good for it. Okay? That's good for it too. But, and you don't have to preach like, hey, remember what St. Francis said, preach the gospel always. If necessary, use words. Okay, if necessary, use words. So it's a feat of all of us. There's the prayer of, Saint somebody. Jesus has no hands but our hands, has no voice but our voice, has no feet but our feet. There it is. Yeah, there's the feet again. So we need each of us to be the ones who bring good news. Now, I can't let the day go by without saying how privileged it's been. This is a year I've been here now. How privileged I felt to be part of this. Again, not perfect, I understand. But, you know, I really get the feeling that people are working together to make this happen. We've done a lot of things. We've done weddings. We've done funerals. Those are the prayer cards from the year. Now, I have to say, I can't point to any one of them and say, it was a blinding miracle. But the people have been cared about, have been prayed for, and yes, there have been some fantastic results from our prayers and the prayers of others. Prayers not only for the person, but for the doctors and for those others in their lives, but prayers. Keep it up. And by the way, there are prayers that were offered in the church, besides the private ones in our hearts, there are prayers that were offered here that aren't on there, because if I had heard something and mentioned it, it isn't on a card. Working together. And we do celebrate God's good gifts. I've quoted before that the old spiritual says, God, you didn't bring us this far to leave us. And God has definitely not left us. God has stayed with us through the ages. God's going to help us with the problem with the siding on the parish house. Certainly helping the search committee, helping us with this financial campaign, helping us with our other endeavors, UNICEF, a special request, a big ask, which you'll hear about in a little bit. God has entrusted the spreading of the news, the spreading of the love, the spreading of the gospel to all of us. And we celebrate that. We may be a little nervous about it, as Bella said. You know, sometimes you get a little nervous when you're called out there to do something for somebody or something that you're not familiar with or somebody you don't know. But God is good. And God will stay with us. And so, here we go. Got a couple of weeks, and then it'll be Advent, Christmas. Then before you know it, on February 1st, it'll be Ash Wednesday. February 14th, Valentine's Day. Figure that out. Easter's on April Fool's Day. Just saying. But we know better than that. But it happens, and it happens. Part of what happens in the church is cyclic. It's the year. It's the stuff that reminds us, the things that we come back to year after year after year. But part of it is, boom, here's something new that's happened. Here's something great that's happened. Here's a young person that's been empowered to go off and do something. Here's a person who's thinking about their faith in a different way. Here's a person who is getting through something that they didn't think they could get through because of this church and because of the gospel we preach. Continue to be part of that, and I thank you very much.